If there's anything on earth that masters me, I'm a slave to that. It may not be a sinful thing, maybe a good thing. Maybe eating, maybe a sport, maybe my profession, maybe a job. And that masters me. It's the most important thing for me in my life. I want to say to you, my dear brothers and sisters, you're not a new covenant Christian at all. You're an old covenant Christian with a little bit of new covenant whitewash, which fools people. But you know in your life what masters you. A new covenant Christian is one who is mastered by God. The law, Jesus explained the law once when people asked him. He said, it is to love God with all your heart, soul, and strength and mind. That the Pharisees missed. So coming back to John 5, I was pointing out that verse. He was speaking to the Pharisees and he said to them in John 5:39, you search the scriptures, which is a very good thing. But your mistake is, you think that eternal life is there. That eternal life is in these pages and ink. This is only paper and ink. There's no eternal life in paper and ink. It can give you knowledge, it can give you information, correct knowledge, correct information. It's like reading a good chemistry book. You get correct information on chemistry. So you can get correct information about God and about Jesus by reading the scriptures. But you think eternal life is there. It's not there. That was the mistake of the Pharisees. They thought eternal life is in a book. You read it, you know the scriptures, you know the verses, you know all the teachings of the new covenant, and I've got eternal life. No. It is these that bear witness of me, Jesus said. So the scriptures bear witness of Jesus. And if we don't see Jesus in the scriptures, then we missed it completely. And he says, you're unwilling to come to me that you may have this eternal life. So you see the contrast there between the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Let me read it to you like this. You go to the verse 39. You search the tree of knowledge of good and evil because you think eternal life is there. But it's not there. But you won't come to the tree of life that you may have eternal life. So I believe that is one of the dangers we face. What's that? Being satisfied with our external testimony? Being satisfied that our knowledge of doctrine is all accurate, very accurate, that we can explain the new covenant so clearly that other people can understand it. Understand it what? Intellectually. It just makes you a good, soulish Christian, not a spiritual. Because you still may be satisfied doing lawful things and not selecting the profitable out of the lawful. But yet your testimony is very good. You know, if you examine your life and see whether do you constantly compare your life with Jesus' life or not? I seek to do that every day and for many years now. I think I've understood New Covenant doctrine for a number of years now. But I've discovered through the years that that's not enough. I'm not purifying my doctrine because there's very little left to be purified. I've studied it pretty thoroughly and my doctrine is pretty accurate. But I'm purifying my life. You search the scriptures and you think eternal life is there. It's not there. And through the scriptures, you're supposed to come to me. Turn to 1 John and chapter 3. See, we've all got this doctrine right because we've heard it many times, Romans 8:29, that we are predestined to be conformed to the image of God's Son, Jesus Christ, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. So we've got it right. I mean, if you have a questionnaire on New Covenant, I think most of us would get probably 100%. Which only proves we've got a good knowledge, we've got a good understanding. Our intellect is wonderful. And the cleverer you are, the more you get marks for that questionnaire on New Covenant theology. But it doesn't mean that necessarily that your life is like that. So we've understood our goal is to become like Jesus Christ. That's a destination I have to go to. But And like you've heard me say, if your ticket says San Francisco to New York and you get into, how do you know you got into the right plane? Well, every hour you should be getting closer to New York. If you're not, you're in the wrong plane. You're in the wrong flight. How do I know that I'm going in the right direction? Predestined, my destination is becoming like Christ. Every year, I should be becoming a little more like Christ. And the best person to tell you whether that's right or wrong is your marriage partner. I can tell you, darling, you're becoming more Christ-like. Something has changed in you in the last 1 year. Not your knowledge is better, or you preach better, or you share better, or you pray better. The Pharisees could do all that. So 1 John 3 says, we know, here's the destination, in the middle of verse 2. Right now, we're beloved, we are the children of God, verse 2, we are born again. But it has not yet appeared what we shall be, our destination. When He comes, we shall be like Him. We would have reached our destination, becoming Christ-like. But how do you know whether you're going in the right direction? That it says in the next verse. If you have this hope, or if you're going the right direction, you will be purifying yourself constantly. To what extent? As He is pure. In other words, you will not stop purifying yourself until you become like Christ, which is only when He comes again. So how do I purify myself? There is a cleansing of my life, like I've said many times, which is the guilt of my sin. I can do nothing about it. I cannot purify my sin, cleanse it away. It's only the blood of Jesus and His death on the cross that can take care of my past. But in this future of my life, I have to purify myself with God's help. The past, God takes care of. The future, I have to take care of. To me, it's the picture of the Egyptians God killed in the Red Sea. He buried them all. The Israelites didn't have to lift a finger. But the Canaanites, the Israelites had to kill themselves. God didn't say, okay, I'll kill the Canaanites for you. You see the difference between the two? One is the old man that's crucified with Christ. The other is the flesh, which I have to crucify. Galatians 5:24 says, those who are Christ crucify the flesh. But Romans 6 says, the old man is crucified by God. The Egyptians were buried by God. The Canaanites, I have to kill myself. The Old Testament picture is exact. That's why it's good to study the Old Testament. And the Egyptians are all buried in a moment. One moment. The old man is finished. It's not a gradual process. It's like baptism. The baptism symbolizes your old man is buried and you're up again. It's in a moment. It's over. But the flesh is a lifelong thing. It's like the Israelites went into the land of Canaan. And each of those giants represent different lusts in our flesh, desires and passions. And they had to kill them one by one by one by one. And the New Testament speaks about conscious sin and unconscious sin. And we need to know the distinction. I have to finish with conscious sin constantly. And as I finish with conscious sin, God shows me a little more of what I was unconscious of, unchrist-like areas that I didn't know about. And I can deal with that and move on. That is the mark of Christian progress. This is the way that I know I'm in the new covenant.